It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Thanks to our friends at Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy and Mary, they are awesome, and they've been great to us on the podcast for many years now and many years on the radio, and we appreciate them. So for all of your plumbing needs in the Houston area, reach out to Billy and Mary and Aqueduct Plumbing Company, and they're the best. We appreciate them. They're great. They rule. Awesome. Yes. All right, so this Jerry Jones thing is absurd. So last week, and I didn't do any pods last week, I was dealing with throat issues for about 2 weeks. I was just trying to kind of take a break from it and make sure I don't end up all messed up. So basically, here's what it comes down to. A picture has surfaced, like the Washington Post found a picture of this, of the Little Rock Nine. They were the group of students who were attempting to desegregate Little Rock Central High School, which is actually a very impressive structure. I think the one time I was in Little Rock, I drove through Little Rock, and I think I saw the school, and it's really an impressive, awesome structure. Like, it's just a classic retro building, and it's obviously a historical landmark and everything else, but it's very cool. I love old schools like that, like gorgeous giant school buildings. Now schools don't look like this. They're not beautiful buildings, but that is a beautiful building. Same thing with, there were a bunch of those randomly in Poplar Bluff, Missouri. They were old school buildings when I grew up for the time I lived there. And I went to school in an old ass 3-story school that had no elevators. You had to take the stairs. I was on crutches for half of the year that I was there. It was a nightmare, but I love those. Baton Rouge has Baton Rouge High School downtown, an amazing looking building. Like, these buildings are incredible. Schools used to be gorgeous. But anyway, so the reason this is back in the news is because there was a picture that was unearthed of Jerry Jones standing at the doorway of this school. And the way it's being spun is Jerry Jones is standing in the doorway trying to block these students from going into to the school. He was part of a pro-segregation movement that was standing outside of the school trying to block these black students from getting in. Now, if you look at the damn picture, and he's explained the situation, he's explained to people that he was there, he was just curious, he was seeing what was going on, he wasn't trying to block anybody, all that. But the picture is fascinating because it's almost like Jerry Jones was real-life Forrest Gump in this picture. Now, Gump would have been in Alabama, of course, and Alabama, and ma'am, you dropped your book and all that. But the picture is the most Gump picture ever. It's Jerry Jones and a crowd of white people. There's some angrier-looking white people at the front trying to block these black students from going into the school, and kind of off in the background, not like in the forefront, they had to like point him out, circle him, and say, hey, here's Jerry Jones, young 17, 16-year-old Jerry Jones, or however old he was, standing there watching these black students try to get in. truly, when you look at the picture, sometimes a picture will tell you one thing. Like that famous picture of the in Boston where the black man is getting just jabbed in the stomach with a flagpole that has an American flag on it. There is no positive turn in that one, right? There's no way you look at that and go, oh, I don't think this guy meant anything by it. He was jabbing the end of a flagpole into a black dude's stomach. There was no positive in that. There are certain pictures. Like when I was in Memphis that time and there was a Klan rally next door. Like I was not meaning to attend a Klan rally. I was in my hotel. I turn on the TV that morning. They say, well, there's a Klan rally going on in downtown Memphis. I look out my window and sure as hell, there was the Klan rally next door to our hotel. There were four people at the Klan rally. But like by association, when people started hearing, because you know, the news will make a big story out of it, across the country, it was Memphis, downtown, there's a Klan rally. What year is this? And there were people in the early days of Twitter tweeting me saying, oh, wouldn't you know it, Josh Ennis is in Memphis for the Klan rally. Like, okay.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're talking about a dude at a school, a teenager, standing in a crowd of people, just looking very curious, is all. Standing there like, what's going on? Like when Forrest Gump walked up to the dude, hey, Earl, what's going on? Well, you know, black guys want to get into school with us? They do? You know, when raccoons get on our porch, mom just sweep them over the broom. You know, like that's the vibe I got from him. That's the Jerry Jones, Little Rock Central High School, teenage doof kid standing around like, hey, what's going on here, guys? I don't understand. What are we seeing here? What do we got here? Hey, guys, what's up? What's up? What's up? That's what I got from that. But it's become this big story. I was just watching. And here's what I love. Like CNN and all these outlets are interviewing some of these people who were the black students trying to get in. And they're trying so hard to make this a big modern-day racial issue, and it's just not. I'd argue it's not even fucking news. Like, what comes of this? Let's say that Jerry Jones, 15, 16, 17-year-old, however old he was, Jerry Jones is standing there watching these black people try to get in. What happens today? Does he lose his football team for that? Does he lose his businesses because he was a teenage kid that was curious about what the hell was going on at this rally? Is that what happens? Like, what is the end game with this? Like, if you're CNN and they've got one of these people who was a teenager trying to get into this school, it was part of the Little Rock Nine. If you're like, and they multiple outlets interviewed these people, and both of them were like, I mean, what are you going to do? What's the point? Like, they almost looked at Don Lemon like, why am I here? Why are you interviewing me about this? Why are you entering me? I did not mean that, Don. That's not what I meant. But why are you interviewing me? Why is this happening? Like, why is this an important thing? Something that happened 60-some-odd years ago does not impact the life of Jerry Jones now. And now, again, if you've got a picture of Jerry Jones And Jerry Jones, he's got his Klan hood on and his robe on, his robes and his bed sheets, and he's riding around like a bunch of ghosts or spooks or something, and he's riding around like Nathan Bedford Forrest. Everything comes back to Forrest Gump. If he's riding around like that, then that's one thing. You go, maybe there's something controversial here. If Jerry Jones had attended this rally in blackface and was dressed in like African dashikis and had blackface on and was making monkey sounds or something, then you'd go, okay, there's something here. There is literally nothing there. Essentially what they're doing there is saying that, well, if you were a student at Columbine, you kind of were guilty of shooting people because you happened to be next to the people who were shooting them. That's essentially what you're saying. If you are someone who was in the same room as those Columbine kids shooting the other kids, well, you're kind of guilty because you were there. You're literally making this guy guilty for being in attendance at a school. What is he going to be? He's a student at a school. You've literally made a kid at that era guilty because of the fact he was there and he was white and it was the 60s and there were a group of protesters saying they didn't want these kids in their school. Congratulations. You're fucking morons. You're fucking race-baiting dipshit morons is all you are. Jerry Jones got his flaws. He's a, 80-something-year-old white dude. Do I think he's had the greatest thoughts always? Probably not. But that's another thing. At what point are you forgiven for stuff you did when you were in high school? Now, again, if this guy were truly a racist monster that was doing everything he could to keep these guys out, there'd be one thing. But we're talking about the 1950s, 1957. People had different mindsets back then. Yet we punish people for that, you know, like the sensibilities of people were different. Doesn't make them right, but they were different. People viewed things differently, things that we couldn't fathom because a lot of us grew up in a different era where that wasn't the case. Like, that was a different world. It's baffling that that was the world only 60-something years ago where black people were considered inferior to anybody else, or Asian people or Mexican people, whatever, were considered inferior humans. But the reality is there were some that did that and viewed them that way. And they didn't have the same rights and opportunities as white people. It's fascinating and wild that that was only 60-something years ago. That said, what we're talking about here is a high school kid standing in a group of people, even kind of has that look. Like, if you notice in the still they have, he's just kind of like looking over people saying, hey, what's going on here? Wouldn't you be curious? If you heard that there was a big rally going on the campus of your school or at your place of business, if you heard that there was going to be some big race rally or something based on sex or gender, like, you'd kind of just stand around and go, well, what the hell's going to happen here? I'm kind of curious. Why wouldn't you be? The fact that they've tried to turn this into a huge thing, like, I have a guy I know that's a radio guy in Dallas, and somebody asked him why the hell they're talking about this, and he said, it's a huge story. But why is it a huge story? Like, I'm not trying to be coy here, try to be, you know, or play an angle here, but why is this? Like, you see the picture, you go, oh, wow, Jerry Jones. Like, you can piece it all together. It's not like he made a special effort to attend something that wasn't at his school. It wasn't like, well, we got a group of the young KKK together, and we went out to a cross burning off in the woods. It was at a school. Supposed to be there. The fact that I've dedicated 10 minutes to this blows my mind. The fact that I have to look for logic in this blows my mind. The fact that I'm sitting here trying to explain how this is such a non-story is almost disheartening. The fact that I Google Jerry Jones, and what pops up is stories where Don Lemon is interviewing people that are, you know, 65 years removed from trying to, you know, black folks trying to get into this school. The fact that they're digging these people out of mothballs and forcing them to talk about Jerry Jones. I'm sure they've had bigger issues in their life than debating whether or not, you know, a 17-year-old, 16-year-old kid on the campus of a high school was at part of this rally. And by the way, high school kids are stupid. They're followers. They do dumb things. Just look at the internet now. That's why kids eat Tide Pods and drink Drano. They're stupid. They follow people. They're not leaders. They're followers. Everyone's a follower. So imagine you're on campus. You're a young guy. You're impressionable. You see your buddies that are going to this. You go to it. Doesn't make it right, but it doesn't make it some federal case that needs to be broken down on the 10 o'clock news. It's fucking absurd. I mean, people are dumb. But like, it's for whatever reason, like we got a group of people that want to forgive all the crimes of a certain group of people. They say, well, they were only teens. They shouldn't be punished like that. They made their mistakes. They sold pot. They did this. And I'm fine with that. But yet we don't forgive people who are teenagers that quote rap lyrics or teenagers that say dumb stuff on social media, stuff that happened 10, 15 years ago, world's a different place. How do we pick and choose who we forgive? Well, I know how we do that. It's who you vote for and what race you are. That's how we pick and choose who the public will forgive. Jerry Jones, I'm guessing, is a Republican. He's an old white guy, rich as shit. So we don't forgive Jerry Jones. We make a federal case out of it because it's easy to make a federal case out of old white people because everybody's doing everything they can to disregard and dismiss old white people. So it's easy to just say, hey, this guy was probably a racist standing there, part of this. We need to have a bigger discussion about what this means for race in the NFL. It doesn't mean dick. It means nada, zippo, zilch. It's a non-factor. It's a fucking teenage kid at his high school in the 1950s. It means nothing. People try to make it a big deal because it's sexy. Oh, Jerry Jones was at a, you know, it was part of a boycott for, you know, integration. Stupid is all it is. Very Forrest Gump, though. You can't dismiss that. A super Forrest Gumpian vibe about that picture. Like, it's really great. Like, ma'am, you dropped your book.